with this KLAM Sports Update for this Wednesday, June 7th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. We'll have some Oriole Conference softball for you as the Galen Catholic Jays welcome in the Wolverines of South O'Brien. We'll have all the action for you pregame at around 7:20. First pitch from the Riverview Complex at about 7:30. You can catch all the action right here on KLAM Radio, as well as online audio streaming wherever you may be at KLAM1410.com. Well, for the first time this season, the Lamar's baseball team dropped both games of a Missouri River Conference doubleheader. That happened last night as the Bulldogs dropped Game 1 to the 8th-ranked team in Class 3A in Bishop Heelan by a score of 8-2, and they dropped Game 2 in walk-off fashion by a score of 7-6. And both games were mired in defensive miscues, with the Bulldogs totaling 4 errors in each game in the field. Bishop Heelan's game-winning run in Game 2 came off of a throwing error to third base. Head coach Trent Eckstein says errors have been breeding errors for the Bulldogs lately.
We just kind of struggled. I mean, first game was, you know, about 3 outs, 3 balls that whatever, you know, drop foul ball or a ball that was overthrown, and we were running all over the place and the snowball fight broke out. Yeah, those hurt us because I want to say they had 8 runs maybe in the first game, and jeepers, I think they had 2 earned, I think, something like that. So, you know, that's hard to do.
While Lamar's defense struggled, the Bats were able to get a big pick-me-up at the plate from their bottom of the order. Keegan Gengler, out of the 9th spot and in his first varsity start, went 2-for-2 with a run batted in Game 1. Tate Murphy went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs in Game 2, with Trent Marino going 2-for-4 out of the 7 and 8 spots in the order, respectively. Coach Eckstein says it's nice to have some consistency at the bottom of the order.
We've been kind of trying a couple different guys out there, and Keegan Gengler had a hell of a day. You know, this is his first varsity start for us, and he comes out, I think, in the first game, has at least 2 hits, and I want to say he scored up at least 1 and maybe had another hit in the second game. So great day for him. And then Tate Murphy was, you know, hitting balls all over the place. And Trent Moreno, I want to say, had a couple hits in the second game for us, if not 1 in the first one. So, yeah, I mean, they've been doing some good things, and you know, we got to find some people to help us.
Unfortunately, on the offensive side, base running was a challenge at some times for the Bulldogs, who recorded a handful of outs on the bases and could not come through with situational plays at time. Coach Eckstein says that's something the Bulldogs will still need to work on this season.
We did some good things situationally, other situational things. Yeah, we're still working on, and I'm hoping guys are just kind of understanding just, you know, how to do the job and get things done and just kind of slow the game down a little bit. And, you know, I think we're getting better at it, but we still struggle a little at times.
Lamar's drops to 8-6 in the MRAC with a loss, and with the losses and having played everyone one time through the conference schedule. Now the schedule restarts, and Lamar's has matchups with Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux City East, and Sioux City North on tap in the next week and a half. Coach Eckstein says this is where the Bulldogs need to be showing improvement.
This is where you're going to find out. Hey, you just got to grind it out, show up, get the job done. You know, and this first half of the season, I feel we definitely have. Can we improve? Absolutely. I think there's improvement all around us, and I feel that we are getting better. So hopefully, you know, turns out better for us.
And Lamar's will host SBL for a doubleheader coming up tomorrow at the baseball diamond in Lamar's. Let's take a look at some sports scores and results from yesterday, getting you caught up on the day that was. We'll go to softball in the MRAC yesterday, where the Bulldogs softball team, they took an uncharacteristic sweep in a loss to Bishop Heelan on the road. The Crusaders took Game 1 8-3 with Kylie Hoffman and Sarah Brown driving in a run for the Bulldogs in the loss. Bishop Heelan then beat the Bulldogs 7-6 in 8 innings. Sarah Brown went 2-for-5, and she drove in a couple of runs in the loss for Lamar's, who drops to 7-3 in MRAC play. 15th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, they used that opportunity to move up in their lead in first place in the conference, defeating Sioux City North in Game 1, 12-2, and in Game 2, 11-1, so the Warriors will take a 9-1 record into their matchup with Lamar's coming up on Thursday in the conference. It was 15th-ranked Sioux City East splitting with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. The Black Raiders got the game one win 21-6, but then lost game two in eight innings by a final of 8-7. And Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln swept Sioux City West 7-4 and 16-9. In Wargo Conference softball from yesterday, third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's improved 4-0 in Wargo Conference play with a 17-3 victory over the Knights in six innings. The Knights of Unity Christian, of course. Maya Bunkers, 4-for-5. She drove in four runs. Grayson Schrader, she went 1-for-5 with four RBIs. Octavia Gallis, she got in on the run-producing parade, went 2-for-5 with three ribbies for the Hawks. Marina Cronin and Josie Swickerath, they combined for a six-inning no-no of the Knights. Just two walks and six strikeouts in the victory. Trinity Christian, they rolled over Alta Aurelia 5-4. It was Harris Lake Park beating George Little Rock 10-2 in the victory there. It was Western Valley Conference softball. Some non-conference matchup. Kingsley Pearson beat MMCRU 11-5. The Royals were able to get a good day at the plate from Avery Schlanger. She went 1-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. Just wasn't enough to take down a good Kingsley Pearson squad. 10th-ranked West Monona shut out Boyer Valley in three innings, 15-0. And River Valley beat Western Christian by a final of 12-8. We'll go to the baseball scoreboard in the MRAC from yesterday. Sergeant Bluff Luton swept the first place Stars of Sioux City North 6-2 and 8-6. So it's now Bishop Heelan all alone at the top of the MRAC standings at 12-2. Sioux City East, they swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 15-3 and 13-0 in five innings. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, they swept Sioux City West 5-2 and 7-2. In Wargo Conference baseball, Hinton rolled over Lawton Bronson in a non-conference matchup 11-1 in five innings. Akron Westfield took down Alta Aurelia for their 12th win of the season. Look out for the Westerners. They defeated the Warriors 6-1. Casey Nielsen went 2-for-4. He doubled and drove in a pair of runs. Ashton McCulley, nice day on the hill. Four innings, three hits, and unearned runs, struck out seven. Michael Swancutt finished the last three innings to get the save. No hits, no runs, and struck out four batters. Unity Christian stomped Western Christian last night 16-1, and Harris Lake Park beat George Little Rock 7-2. In the Western Valley Conference, second-ranked Kingsley Pearson improved to 10-0, a 10-3 victory over MMCRU. Bo Bubke, a pair of hits, drove in three runs. Jackson Nissen went five innings on the hill and striking out four batters. Finally, Ridgeview beat South O'Brien 7-2. To the Little League scoreboard from yesterday in junior boys action, the Mariners beat the Royals 10-4, Orioles over the Rays 17-14. In major boys action, the Cubs beat the A's 6-2, Pirates got by the Angels 7-6, Mets took down the Phils 9-2, Yankees over the Dodgers 8-7, and the Rockies beat the White Sox 9-8. In minor league boys Little League action, the Timber Rattlers took down the Raptors 5-1. It was the River Bandits squeaking by the Iron Birds 12-11. Hooks beat the Red Wings 8-5. Bats over the Knights 8-7. The Bulls in a double-digit contest beat at the Emeralds 14-10. And the Grasshoppers took down the Tin Caps 7-5. All these varsity and Little League scores can be found on our website. It's KLEM1410.com. Another result to get to today. State co-ed golf, of course, girls and boys playing in a doubles format there, as Kingsley Pearson had a couple of co-ed golfers competing, so did Galen Catholic. Taking a look at the scores from that co-ed meet yesterday, Kingsley Pearson's duo of Jordan Sitzman and Vincent Quetling, they finished 8th in the 1A field. Good showing for them, shot an 81 as a team. Galen Catholic's team of sister and brother, Jaden Barthel and Dawson Barthel, they finished 11th in the 1A field, shooting an 82. And Kingsley Pearson had another team. They had Abby Thompson and Emerson Pratt, and they shot a 98, finishing a little bit further down the leaderboard. A great opportunity and a good showing at the state co-ed golf meet. Down to the sports schedule for today in Wargo Conference softball. It's South O'Brien at Galen Catholic, and once again, we'll have that game for you right here on KLEM. Pre-game at 7:20, first pitch at 7:30. Trinity Christian's at Remsen St. Mary's, Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Hinton, and Harris Lake Park is at West Sioux. In the Western Valley Conference, it's West Monona at Kingsley Pearson. Big matchup for the Panthers against the 10th-ranked Spartans of West Monona. MVAOCOU is at Ridgeview, Whiting's at OABCIG, and River River Valley's at Lawton Bronson. In the Wario Conference in baseball tonight, same matchup, South O'Brien at Galen Catholic, Trinity Christians at Remsen St. Mary's, Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Hinton, and Harris Lake Parks at West Sioux. And in the Western Valley Conference in baseball, second-ranked Kingsley Pearson hosts West Monona, and the AOCOU is at Ridgeview, and Woodbury Central is at Westwood. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.